Dear Williams, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning and hi to all of you who are listeners from near and far. Today is Monday, 27th of July, and here in Auroville is partly cloudy or hazy sunshiny with vivid colors washed out after last night's storm on 27 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today says sun through high clouds and plenty of clouds over the night with possibility on precipitation on 25%. Temperatures ranging from lower 26 to high of 34, with heat index on 43 degrees Celsius. Winds from southwest at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 18 km per hour. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 82%. Tomorrow from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at SIRE, the Teacher Center invites Auroville teachers and parents to conversation on integral education with the title The Finland Phenomenon, World's Most Surprising School System. Finland's education system has consistently ranked among the best in the world for more than a decade. No standardized tests, no private schools, no homework. The puzzle is, why Finland? From within classroom and through several interviews with students, teachers, parents, administrators and government officials, this documentary reveals the surprising factor accounting for Finland's success. After the film, there will be also a time for sharing. From Auroville Film Festival, because a film festival is going on this year, they are reminding us that you need to submit your movie and the latest until July 31st. You have to go to the website auroville filmfestival.org to fill in your form and you have to be fast. The road service informs us that the road service AVS and ICTI team, they are pulling the optical fiber cables and laying them in the trenches and asking us to drive slowly and alert on the roads and cycle paths along the Crown Road from Future School to Solar Kitchen and the stretch from Library to Deepenham School. This Friday, 31st of July, at Unity Pavilion, between 3:30 to 5 p.m, they are inviting local women to join the campaign to reduce sanitary waste in and around Auroville. So they would like to create an opportunity to make the switch to cloth pads, an affordable choice for local women from the surrounding villages who work in Auroville. They are inviting all AMAs and women who work in Auroville units to join them for a fun learning and interactive session that will cover understanding the basics of the process of menstruation, examining products that can be used for managing menstrual flow, and the pros and cons of each. In this context, cloth washable pads will be presented as an option that reduces non-biodegradable and sanitary waste, saves money, and is good for health when cared for properly. Presenting women with suggestions on ways they can reduce the impact of common symptoms associated with menstruating using yoga, asanas, and locally available medicine plants. And the session will be conducted in Tamil. And as a part of this event, they would like to propose that employing person unit who would bring their AMA or employee along to this session to offer a further 50% contribution towards the purchase of the pads as an added incentive for the women to make the switch. For example, if it works like that, if one pad is 80 rupees subsidized by price by Ecofem, women pay 50%, which is 40 rupees, and employee pays 50%, 40 rupees. A woman can have up to 6 pads of their choice, and the maximum cost there will be 240, and for the employee 240. And finally, if you run a unit with more than 10 women, they would request you to contact them for a separate session. They are prepared to come to your workplace and offer the same session at a mutual convenient time. They would love to have every woman who works in Auroville to have the opportunity to attend this learning session and be able to avail of inexpensive cloth pad which will last her for years. Thank you. Youth Link is organizing International Youth Day at Bharat Nivas for the 12th of August. And with this, they have this Youth Link event registered on the United Nations MAP World Event this year. And the theme is Youth Civic Engagement. If you have expressed interest to participate in the exhibition, performance, or in setting up a stall, please confirm as soon as possible. They might have some space for a couple more presentations, artists, entrepreneurs, performers. So if you are in your 20s or a little bit more, contact them as soon as possible so they can see where they can include your talent. And here's also news from our Green Practices Summer Schools. They will present to the community at Unity Pavilion on Saturday 1st of August at 11 a.m. the work they've done by participants of the Our Green Practice Summer School during their three-week program. Participating students helped the African Pavilion Group in the design and partial construction of a temporary community hall and composed dry toilet. Students also developed design concept for student cottages to be built in the near future. Besides hands-on work on the site and design, students interacted with various experts of Oroville to learn about sustainable practices. The presentation will be followed by a visit to the site. So, Saturday, 1st of August at 11 a.m. at Unity Pavilion, International Zone. And here's the news from Linea Dental Clinic and Laboratory that they would be open from 3rd of August, which is the following Monday onward. And their work-in time is from 9 a.m. to 12:30 and from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. They are located in Orlik and they would be working from Monday to Saturday morning. For your appointment, you can call the landlines 262-3134 or 262-3592. They're also saying that they have a new reception and a digital x-ray equipment, and their team is ready to again to offer the best dental service. From 5th to 7th of August at Saucho in Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India, there would be Taiko workshop conducted by Yuhei. There would be also another one from 10 to 12 August, and all of them that would be going on from 9 a.m. to noon. Yuhei started playing Taiko since the age of 12 in a Japanese drum group, Hatoyama Koenakai, based in Saitama Prefecture for 10 years. From 2013 till present, he is a member of Taiko Project Indra. For more information, you should call Jyoti on 94-89-88-7192. Oroville Institute of Applied Technology, a unit of Oroville Foundation, is the skill training institute in Irumbay rendering vocational training to the youth of bioregion in electronics, civil engineering, computer hardware and networking, metalworking, fitter and welder, domestic electrician and secretary, ship with an excellent infrastructure working on innovative methods of learning technology, trying to enrich formal education with Oroville ideals on education. And they are looking for Tamil-speaking English teachers familiar with activity-based teaching. They are also looking for Tamil and English-speaking counselor for counseling, activities for personality building, extracurriculum activities for the age of group between 16 to 24. They are also looking for Tamil and English-speaking vice principal with engineering background. You should contact Laukmat on 944-323-8303. And from the next Monday, 3rd to 10th of August, there will be an improvisation theatre workshop at Saucho in Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India, International Zone, with Natalie, a professional actress from Paris, who is offering two improvisational workshops to rediscover the basics of improv. If you want to build stories with other people, let go and have fun, feel free to join them. But there is a quote of participants, there shouldn't be more than 15, so you need to sign in with natalie.gobin@gmail.com, or you can call her on 811-0068-167. Otherwise, there's an improvisation theater workshop every Friday from 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. also at Saucho. Let us check with exhibitions, because Pitanga have the exhibition going on Dancing Waves in Colors, from recycled materials knotted and hand woven into a spontaneous act of creation by Manju Selvam, stitching together her inner vision of Oroville colors. The exhibition is still going on for two more days, between 8 a.m. to 12:30 and from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. But on Saturday, 1st of August, they will open Terra del Sud, Memories of the South by Aloe, a photographic exhibition by Aloe, with glimpses of 8 months traveling around South America with family and a backpack. Inauguration will be on 1st of August at 6:30 p.m., of course at Pitanga. I hear the announcement from Nandini on opening August and September, and they are saying that due to the unexpected circumstances for the months of August and September, the opening will be with tailoring section Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 12:30. Distribution section will be open Tuesday to Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and they are thanking you for understanding. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. there will screen meditation on Savitri Book 2, the Book of the Traveler of the Worlds, Canto 1-4. And that is a film by Manohar of Huta's paintings, illustrated passages from Savitri, read by the mother and accompanied on her own organ music. Otherwise, at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, there's no movie today because they are still doing some maintenance work, and I can tell you that the hall would be nice and clean with fresh paints. But tomorrow we can see at 8 p.m. German drama A Break from Life, made in Germany in 2005 by director Nile Leana. On Wednesday there will screen music documentary Gypsy Caravan When the Road Bends, made in USA in 2008 by director Jasmine Delal, with Esma Recep Tarav de Haidekus, Cher Carla and others. And another wrote, "We pray to the divine to accept the ardent flame of our gratitude, of our joyous and fully confident adherence." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.